Thank you, Jesus. How's everybody? That you are, or we wouldn't be here. Glory to God. Thank you, Master. Would you grab your swords for a few minutes this morning? Hallelujah. And turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Let's speak it. Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Lust of the world is passing away. Thank you, Jesus. That lust, L-U-S-T, living under satanic torment. Amen. Which is flesh. Everyone say, my flesh needs to be anointed to overcome. Because our flesh was born of the world. Amen. So, you know, we have dual citizenship, but we also have dual personality. All that is of the world leaders, servants, rulers, authorities, currencies, everything of this world is coming to an end or passing away. That's all coming to an end. Let me tell you, you're going to really like it when it comes to an end. Because your flesh is your worst enemy. You live with it, sleep with it, walk with it. Its purpose and function was, first of all, to serve Satan's kingdom. After you got born again in the Spirit, your new man, the son and child, daughter of God Almighty, that still dwells in this temple, battles against the flesh every single day. The function of the flesh and its characteristic is to dismantle the new man. Does everybody understand that? That's its purpose, is to dismantle the new man. Why? Because the new man is the offspring of God Almighty. Now you may say, well, how can he dismantle? By influence. By influence. You know, people don't backslide always by choice. They backslide in what they're influenced to do. Then they make the choice. So what we're seeing here, I want to call it flesh attacks. You get fleshed attacks. We get them every single day. Heck, you wake up in the morning, you get attacked immediately. While you sleep, you get attacked, whether you know it or not. While you're talking to someone and trying to hear what they're really saying, you're getting attacked. It's a constant battle until the flesh is truly dismantled. And unfortunately, that ain't going to happen until you depart from this earth. Now, we can crucify the flesh, amen, by being led by the Spirit, which is wonderful. But it seems that every day is a new day, isn't it? So what you've had victory over yesterday doesn't mean you'll have victory over today, unless you have that choice, or you're ready, or you're alert and prepared. In James chapter 4, hallelujah, flesh attacks. Sometimes you get sideswiped, you don't realize. Did you ever get accused of something you didn't do? That's a flesh attack. James chapter 4, verse 1. What does it say? Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that were in your flesh or in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures or your flesh. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives what? Grace to the humble. War attacks, flesh attacks against the new man to influence the new man to give up or to surrender to the flesh. In other words, he refuses. The new man becomes weak. You know, the devil loves to come and drain you. He drains you with battles. He drains you with all kinds of stuff. Do you ever get around someone that drains you because they don't shut up? Amen. That's their flesh attacking your new man. That's why the Bible says depart from evil. Bad company corrupts good habits. Because bad company is usually a bunch of gossipers. Just like the devil's got nothing but a big mouth. Amen. Luke 9:23. What does it say? Then Jesus said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross whenever he feels like it. No, daily. Daily. Why? Because your attacks are daily. And follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Will save it. Daily battle against flesh attacks. You know, you can't cast out the flesh. Although you can try, but it ain't going to work. One of the things the flesh loves is to get sick. Now, this may sound very strange. It loves to get sick. And then it wants pity. He knows, the flesh knows when it gets sick. He looks to be sick. He looks to be injured. Why? Because its purpose is to weaken the new man and bring discouragement. How many of y'all don't know that discouragement weakens you? How about disappointments? They weaken us. But we're to overcome these things. Remember, your old man, the flesh, hates the things of God. He's an offspring of darkness. He hates the light. He'll do everything he can to dismantle the new man. Why? Because the new man is called with a destiny and purpose to expand the kingdom of God. And your flesh loves the world. Loves the things of the world. It's lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Those are the desires of the world. Amen? Everybody okay? So there's that daily battle of flesh attacks. Now we know that there's spirits that influence the flesh. Amen? Praise God. Ephesians 4. Oh, happy days. I told my wife this morning, honey, you've been flesh attacked. I was talking to the Lord on our way home from the gym, and I'm going, what do you want to talk about? He said, people don't realize how bad their flesh is. It's a whole other species. But remember, it's of the world. What does the Bible, what does the Lord say? Dust, your body's going to go back to what? The earth, the dust. It's of the earth. We're not of the earth. We're a new creation. That's why we need a new glorified body. That's not of this earth. We're going to be totally severed from this world. But in the meantime, we live here. Even though we can walk in the Spirit, and you walk in the Spirit to overcome. Ephesians 4:17. Let's begin. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. And he says, if this is still happening to you, you've not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you do what? Put off concerning your former conduct the what? Old man, which grows. See, your old man is still growing. And it's not growing in righteousness, it's growing in more corruption. Grows, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So your old man is still growing and becoming more and more deceitful. So the more you grow in the Spirit, even the old man is still growing. And people wonder why, well, man, I just don't get him. I've been a believer for 30 years. I'm still fighting this stupid thing. You're fighting the old man, that's why. Because he's getting stronger. That's why we daily have to beat him down. It's like having a chuchuayo around your ankle. It's a little thing, but it's irritating. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. The spirit of your mind is your new creation. Be renewed, be refreshed. Why? Because it's in the battle. It's battling the old mind, the carnal mind, that is constantly battling the new mind with discouragement, disappointments, weariness. Woe is me, why me? What the snap, you know? The old man grows corrupt according to deceitful lust or the deceitfulness of flesh. It's constantly attempting to dismantle the new man with discouragement and desires of to cause deceptive choices. To cause what? Deceptive choices. Hallelujah. And that you put on a new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. 2 Timothy 3:1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. They did not shake off the flesh attacks. And remove the spirits of influence. And this is what happens to them. They become lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers. In other words, they're living in the world. How many here, y'all know some believers that have gone back into the world? Don't raise your hands. Amen. But we've all known believers that have backslid and gone back to the world. Some of them are worse than ever before. Their condition is terrible. And they can't take dominion over their flesh because they refuse to accept the deliverance and healing and salvation of Christ. Many of them believe that they're okay. Not many of them have dropped the conviction of once saved, always saved doctrine, and now accepted it for their own choice of belief, knowing that doctrine's not of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. But it didn't say you wouldn't be attacked, did it? You're going to be attacked, but you're going to overcome it. Why? Because you're walking in the Spirit. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident. These are the fruits of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and the like, of which I told you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Practice thus such things. So they've turned their way over to such things and now are living it. They're not resisting it any longer. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these, there's no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. Flesh attacks. Walking in the Spirit, you're an overcomer. Like I said, it doesn't mean you won't be attacked, but you won't let it take you out. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind or your thoughts on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members, your flesh, which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now yourselves are to what? Put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Now listen, he said, put on. Put on. Every day you've got to put on. You go to sleep, whatever, when you wake up, you must put on. For me and you, it's a new day. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is in all and in all. Old man, his desires, they must be overcome. Romans 8, in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteous requirement, everyone say requirement, of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be fleshly minded or carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, it hates God. It's an enemy of God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So your carnal mind can never be converted. It must be overcome. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. There's a battle between the old and the new man with spiritual influence behind it all. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the trickery. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the age of this darkness. of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts and what? Wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand or overcome in the evil day, having done all to stand. In other words, every day is evil here. It's a battle not against humanity, but against the spirits that assist the flesh to react against the spirit of the new man. The flesh loves, like I said, injuries, sicknesses, diseases, pain, emotional stress. The flesh loves disappointment, rejections, loves fear, and then the other thing that assists the dismantlement of the new man. It feeds on it. Remember, demons get fed by emotion. Amen? Flesh gets fed on reaction. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Let's speak it. Therefore what? Lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religious, useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans, widows in their troubles, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Become doers of the world. John chapter 10, verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm telling you, your flesh is one of the thieves. I have come that they may have life and life abundant, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling, and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Whoa, yes. The first thing the devil does is come to steal what? Your identity, remember? If he can steal your identity, he can manipulate your purpose. He can infiltrate and dismantle your destiny. So many people lose sight of who they really are. Some people have never known who they really are. They're everything on TV and everything on the radio. But they're really not their true selves. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because they believe in their flesh and not in the King of Kings. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's speak it. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is up from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom which teaches, but with which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Because the what? The natural man, the carnal mind, the flesh, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor indeed can it. The things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Old man, no understanding of the Holy Spirit. No understanding of spiritual things. You know, we were talking with a gentleman yesterday, and he asked to be prayed for, so I started praying in tongues because I didn't know what the Lord wanted to pray for. And then I prayed for him and so forth, and afterwards, he was like, I don't know anything about the tongues. And he's been a believer for about 30 years. I wanted to say, where you been? He said, well, I guess it's just for some people. I said, no. No. And when we began to share with him certain things, you could see that he did not have the understanding of someone that was spirit-filled. He wanted to. He had a desire to, but he didn't have it. And he couldn't access it. Because it's the Spirit that brings you there, not your flesh. Not your desire. It is the Spirit of God that brings you there. Amen? That's why you got to get filled with the Spirit of God. That's why people got to come out of these churches that do two songs, sit down, take an offering, few scriptures, and go home. You got to cross over and worship. Get in the Spirit. How are you going to know what the Spirit is saying if you don't get in the Spirit? How can you walk in the Spirit without being filled with the Spirit? It's impossible. It doesn't make us perfect, and it doesn't mean you're going to make every right decision every time. You're going to make mistakes still. Amen? But you're going to overcome no matter what. You're not going to let the enemy or your flesh beat you down. You're going to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And you will overcome no matter what. No matter what. Even when you're sick, injured, no matter what. Doesn't matter. You'll overcome. Amen? It's all temporary. Your flesh is temporary. Sickness is temporary. Everything's temporary in this reality, because even this reality is temporary. Thank God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Matrix. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does any corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. You are renewing us, refreshing us, and reconnecting us. You're exposing the things that would cause us to stumble and bringing more reality and revelation so that our fight is in the right direction and we're not just beating the air. Lord, we thank you that he who is in us is greater than he is in the world and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So continue to lead us today by your Spirit. Keep us filled with your Spirit that we may overcome every attack of the flesh in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God.